B-Pod Studios.
WROR, 80s and more, it's 840. Okay, let's move into the laundry room. There's, well, for Ellen, if you're a fan, not good news there.
Yeah, no, lots of endings announced yesterday.
What do you got,
Ellen
LBF?
Ellen DeGeneres is going to go away in 2022. At least she's going to give up her talk show. After 19 seasons, she's done. She says it's not challenging anymore. I don't know. I think that, I don't, why do people like challenges?
Right.
I mean, as soon as she said, I don't find it challenging anymore, I'm like, that's what I strive for.
You don't
when I can mail it in, that's when I'm like,
You're live on the radio right now. I mean,
I'm still challenged.
We do have a meeting with the boss later.
At what point do you like say like, all right, well, this is like just like great. And I know how to do it, and it's no sweat off my back.
Don't you think it's just an excuse because, obviously
nobody likes to be challenged.
She's taking the slings and arrows, and the challenge would be, for her, is to get her ratings back.
Yeah,
that would be the challenge.
That's why she's lying, because it is challenging to get people to like her again and to get the ratings up. If you haven't known this, Ellen's been under attack for about a year because she treats her staff horribly. And this was Hollywood rumor for many, many years. In fact, one of the saddest days of my life was when some comedian came in and I asked about Ellen. He said she was the world's worst person.
Worst person.
Toxic work environment where she pitted people against each other.
Even if he was half wrong.
Right.
She's still, you know.
It's when I found out Rosie O'Donnell was kind of mean that made me sad. But then again,
Rosie O'Donnell was mean.
Apparently, but she's not like Ellen. Apparently,
I don't know. I can see you doing that show.
Well, because I'm mean to staff. I don't have any.
No,
staff.
I don't say no. You'd be who you are off and on air, and
I would unchallenged.
Never have to question.
Hey, you know what else is ending?
Uh-huh.
My career.
Yes. It was a good one.
But it was good.
Good run.
This Is Us is ending after the sixth season, which will likely premiere this fall, which means we can stop crying in front of the television. Because
I can
that
proudly
show
say
is so depressing.
I never saw one.
You didn't see one?
Not one.
Literally last season, I would come home and from work and I would eat lunch and watch it and I would be in hysterical tears.
That's why I didn't watch it. Nope.
It was crazy.
Thank you.
Hey, and speaking of TV shows, I just want to mention that the number one teen show of all time. Any guesses?
Number one teen.
A show about teenagers. Because I know that's your wheelhouse. What are we going to watch?
I have no idea.
Friday Night Lights.
I never saw that either.
What?
No.
You
Blair
have
eyes,
to go
full
back.
Heart, can't lose, Bob.
Is that right?
You would love it.
Yeah.
So good.
You would love it. You would love Tammy Taylor.
Like,
she's the wife of the coach, and she's worth the whole series. You'd love her. Long hair, gorgeous, drinks wine all the time, talks in a little southern accent, loves coach. It's great.
It's a rare trifecta. Excellent book, excellent movie, excellent TV.
I never watched that.
Get on it, sir.
Get on it. Stay on it. Get on it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, that's it.
You done?
I'm done. I'm done. Today, probably tomorrow.
No,
I'm challenged. Did I mention that I'm challenged here in my work? And I want to constantly be challenged.
Yeah, you did. It was a good run. 10 years, solid. Anyway,
good solid run.
Okay, Brian, now the roads this morning.
They're challenging.
Yeah, it is. You like a challenge?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.